back to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe more than your car is worth? If so, Hawk Ford can get you turned around. Bring in your car today, whatever its condition, and Hawk Ford will pay you an additional $2,000 for your trade. That's $2,000 on top of what your car is worth. Plus, come in right now and you'll also get 0% financing on brand new Fords. $2,000 more for your trade only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
Available on select models. Financing approved. Credit see for details.
Don't let those other guys make your family share data. Switch to T-Mobile now and get four lines with up to 6 gigs each of 4G LTE data. Just $30 a line and no sharing. So ditch your data worries and switch to the Un-carrier today. Get to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
Limited time offers plus taxes and fees. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks fell to Carolina 5-0 last night before heading into the All-Star break, but they had a good day up until then yesterday, announcing that they'd given GM Stan Bowman a 3-year contract extension, guaranteeing he'll be with the team through the 2021 season.
It's a great honor. Obviously, I want to thank Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough for having the faith in me and giving me the opportunity here to be with this group. I love what I do, and there's nowhere I'd rather be here in Chicago. And, you know, Rocky and John in particular have shown a lot of faith in me, and they've helped me get to this point.
Hawks are now off for the All-Star break until Tuesday, February 2nd, when they take on the Avalanche. This morning, the team reassigned Mark McNeil to Rockford. Bulls, meanwhile, about to get off on a 7-game road trip. Begins in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Derrick Rose status for that game up in the air. He left Monday's game in the second quarter and was limited in practice yesterday. Mike Dunleavy, though, could be close to a return. He took contact yesterday and is hoping for a February return date. Meanwhile, in football, Panthers coach Ron Rivera says linebacker Thomas Davis will wear some sort of protective cast on his broken right forearm. Last week, Rivera says he believes Davis will be able to play in the Super Bowl. The University of Texas said yesterday that former NFL and Longhorns quarterback Vince Young will keep his job with the school, even though he was arrested for a DUI. Former Cowboy Trey Aikman says he believes either Johnny Manziel or RG3 is headed to Dallas. College basketball, DePaul's at Butler tonight. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score beginning at 5:50. Loyola is at Wichita State. In the Australian Open, Andy Murray advances to the semifinals. The scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And the big game means big moments. Make Aurelio's Pizza part of them with crispy thin crust, sweet tomato sauce, and premium toppings covered in fresh mozzarella cheese. Visit www.aureliospizza.com to find the location nearest you, delivery and catering options. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50, where the Broncos will take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Scores at Bernstein.
Danny Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Jimmy Butler, a star's job. On nights when you don't want to. On nights when you're not feeling it. That's your responsibility. That's your job. That's what that
you demand,
money is for.
You got to do it.
You can't let the team lose a game like that to that team at home.
I know they take a lot of shots and they demand the ball and they do what they well. That's sort of what you're supposed to be. I don't know if the other players resent you or they don't want you. I don't know what's going on, but I know that of the best players in the NBA, and he wants to be that. They see when this thing's going this way and they just say, "I'll do it."
He just wasn't interested last night. Can't happen. You're not allowed to not be interested. You can't take a night off when you're a star.
Boars at Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Marcus?
I think it's a big deal. Mike Rowe is a really good football coach. He has done a nice job for the Chicago Bears. He's now lost two really important members of that staff, Adam Gase and Mike Rowe. I think they were probably the two best offensive minds on that staff. I have nothing negative to say about Dowell Loggins. I don't know. Maybe he's ready, but now you've got to replace him with another wide receiver coach. One of the things that does trouble me a little bit about the Bears and the way this coaching staff is evolving now is they bring in these younger guys and they talk about their experience, but you look at where that experience has been, and it's been with bad football teams.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars.
Strongly pulled. Beat your ass.
Dan Bernstein.
I don't like Cam Newton. Why? Well, pretty much because he's black.
It's not a work.
Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel, by the way, doing himself no favors if he's on that cowboy list, and I don't think he is.
Now, Chris Christie says he's going to do everything in his power
Christie.
To block it. I don't know what power he's got.
He's got enough. Doesn't Chris Christie have enough problems without worried about what they're going to do with quarterback?
Yeah.
Wasn't an issue this last week?
Yeah, he's trying to stay viable in New Hampshire. He's doing his best to be a mainstream alternative.
Meanwhile, the state is waterlogged.
Yeah, the state's a little wet.
I mean, I just look at it and say, well, dude, I mean, he's drinking at a bar last night. And taking shots and just having fun. I RG3, that's got to be who it is. Cowboys are searching, and I know that Jerry wanted to draft him when he came out, and everybody said, oh, please don't do that. But it's got to be RG3. He has to be headed, quote-unquote, home, I would think.
Well, there's less baggage, but yeah, it would be a homecoming for either one of them. But we do know that there was a desire to have Manziel in the draft.
And yes, sir.
Regardless of what image you believe about whether or not Jones had to have the draft card actually pulled out of his hands or not, but be a great story.
And I,
just
card.
Selfishly, I'm rooting for Johnny Manziel to stay in the NFL just because.
Oh, sure.
So we can just keep having Manziel moments. It gives us stuff. And we got two of these forgot to mention, mm-hmm. a giveaway today. So let's do one of these giveaways right now to the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Say, what'll I win? Well, it's a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Got another two-pack that we will give away a little bit later on in the show. A thought from Bill on Capitol Hill.
Our guy.
Appreciate the thoughts on the 85 Bears. Seismic moments in our lives, especially in our youthful lives, often give people the feeling that they're not just living through a time, but a time is living through them. I admit, I still get the odd shudder thinking about what it was like to live and die on every molecule of that team. A couple things, though. That team didn't just presage the glam era of the NFL. It ushered it in. If the NFL now packages itself as a kind of Vegas buffet table, it's because the league learned from the Bears that it could be done. So to be weary of a walking scrotum like Roger Goodell is, at least indirectly, to blanch about the legacy of the Bears. Think about McMahon and his Roselle headbands. Then there's the sense of moral responsibility.
Yeah.
Everyone now knows the prices that footballers are paying and why. But we were actually innocent then. This compounds the ordinary anxieties of watching ill white hairs become fool and jester, unless you're Ernie Banks' caretaker. So to stare at those graying, hobbled gods in their senescence is to hear the chimes at midnight in several time zones. Yeah, there really is, for me, there's a very grim...
Yeah, I want to see what was part of the reason I wanted to see if Dan Weider had time for us today, because I want to know what his vibe was with him, you know, because I know what mine is, and I certainly know you well explained what yours is about it, and it's like for me particularly, it's like, oh God, you know, they're all, this guy's sick and two of them are dead, and it's like, oh my God, I'm just curious about what his vibe was. I mean, you've well explained your vibe. And I think that's correct, by the way. I think that's a very real way of looking at it.
I think in that way, I do feel like I can, you know, I'm 46. So I can represent. I was 16. I was old enough to know what was going on, but young enough to still be just over the moon about it.
Starry-eyed, yeah.
Yeah, just so it was just the right age. I wasn't 8. I wasn't 20. And we went to all the games. You know, it was just.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, I mean, that's you. That's the meat era. You should have. I mean, I think probably maybe after that, and even though they continued to lose championship games and other games and didn't get back, I mean, that team looked like they'd win forever.
Do you remember when McDonald's came out with their own trading cards of that team?
I do.
And I kept going. I had to have all of them. I had to have Maureen Buford. I had to have Kevin Butler. And I actually, for a while, kidnapped Maureen Buford and just kept him in the basement because it wasn't enough.
As soon as I was old enough, I took him home.
Yeah, just, Maureen, you're coming with me. Let's go. It was a king of comedy. But I don't know. I guess I kind of miss that. I mean, I know for my kid, I don't know if any team will ever be like that. I mean, he's been already through three Blackhawks champions and he's had a blast, but it's their lives as sports fans now, even as a kid, are much more fragmented and very different the way they consume sports. That was all everything. And we didn't have other ways of I think part of it was a perfect storm, like Bill says, of ushering in a new time when we still had siloed top-down media. It was still Johnny Morris told you what was going on in sports. It was 257-9-11-32, and it was a couple of radio stations, and it was the Tribune and the Sun-Times and Pro Football Weekly.
I remember.
And that's it. You didn't have a million voices all weighing in and everything. It just, everybody was watching the same things. Everyone was listening to this. Everyone's looking at the same things. So it was a much more of a communal experience.
I don't know what it's like. I've experienced it, obviously, over my life. But to sort of see now where your heroes are. And I don't know how long that continues to last. It's 30. And moving a little slower, some a little worse off than they have been. When it's just that he's getting better. I don't believe that. And that part of it, you know, that sort of comes with it now. Sort of the territory of, oh, man, do you really want to see it and talk to them and know how they feel and know what's going on in their lives? Someone, obviously, I haven't seen many of them talk about it at all. Jim McMahon has, but he says he's feeling better. These treatments he's gotten, I'm not sure what they were, but whatever. But that part of it to me is also difficult. That's the reality of it when you see him, because they're around every 5 years or so now, 25, 30. I think they did 23 reunion, they did 25, they've done 30, right? I mean, it's like with each passing of 5 years of time, it's like, oh my God. Not all of them, but it just is a reminder, especially to me, of where you're at. Where you're really at with all this stuff. And I think that's why it's hard to relate to with a lot of today's fans, that it just doesn't resonate with them. Because when you see him now, there's a whole ton of people in this city and these suburbs and never saw them play.
I've got to tell you, even if the Bears had won in 06-07.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever be the same as that team. Nothing. Even if they had won, people were still, it was still all about, you know, it was good Rex, bad Rex, and it wasn't, you didn't have the same kind of over-the-top connection or embodiment of, that's what began the whole, like, because our team is good, we feel better about ourselves kind of thing, mm-hmm. which is in many ways a terrible pathology. It's something we constantly fight against. But it was overwhelming at that point that people thought they were better because the Bears were good at football.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, you had, what was it? What was it the day of the parade? How it was it below zero or something? Remember, it was just, and it was 2 million people out or whatever it was for that. I mean, all those things, you know, all those things I remember because most of them I had to be around. I had to cover some of it because I was kind of freelancing around then and doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I just, it was different. It was so different in terms of now. I mean, I don't know if any of those Bears could stand now the social media the way it is. I mean, I don't know. I know there was some trouble here and there that never got talked about. Some, not much that I could gather, but some over the years. And of course, then Ditka's kids grew up to drive. But it was just something that when you're covering it, when you're doing it as a reporter, you really don't connect. At least
you're not supposed to. It's not your job.
It's not my job.
That's how I felt covering the Bulls.
It's hard to explain to people why that is.
That's exactly how I felt with the Bulls. And the fact was that I got to enjoy the first three Bulls titles just purely as a fan. And then I got to cover the next three as a reporter.
And irritate them.
And be somewhat adversarial and be there every day trying to wrangle with Michael and Phil. But then when I'm in the locker room and champagne is pouring down the back of my neck, I'm just worried that my tape recorder is going to short out.
Right.
You know, that was my only concern.
Yeah, I think that for me they sort of serve as the best example of something that people never quite understood why you couldn't love it, why you didn't love it, why you don't love it to this day. And I think that you're not trained to. You know, when you're covering them, that's not what you're doing.
Yeah, I didn't love the Bulls' second three championships because I'm flying back and forth from Utah, and I'm.
Well, we made that Utah trip, had a hell of a time.
I had a great time, but it was enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's enough, yes. Salt Lake City after a while. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
I did enjoy myself, but it was enough. Yeah. Tidley Park, this is Tom. He's on the score. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Dan. I just was listening to you and I was laughing because, you know, you, I think, hit the nail right on the head with your comment that it made Chicago feel better about themselves. When the Bears won the Super Bowl, I was in college, and we went on spring break that winter, and we just acted like a bunch of complete morons and jerks because we're all in our Bears stuff and, you know, running around woofing and everything, and we just thought we were really special and cool, and I'm going to admit that I was an asshat.
Well, you're not the first one we've talked to.
You know, I did the same thing because, you know, freshman year of college in 87 when the Bears were still, you know, on top of the world, I would, if they were on Monday Night Football, and that, remember the game against the Giants to open the season, and it was when Dennis McKinnon had the 94-yard punt return for the touchdown, and I was the same thing. I was sitting there, and, you know, I used to take notes during Bears games because I wanted to have, you know, statistical information and be able to talk about it. And people were making fun of me. It's like, why are you acting like you're in class, Bernstein? And all the Giants fans were in there. And you thought, that was my first experience with a room full of Giants fans. Ugh.
I've been there.
Oh, God. Right. That was in half the room. And that was so much fun. And then they got mad because I was cheering when they knocked the Giants quarterback out. And he was unconscious. And they went to get him. Like, that's not sportsmanlike. You shouldn't cheer. I said, why not?
Yeah.
Tell him to stay upright then. Tell him to get off the cart.
You know, really, I think as a, even though you loved what happened, as a fan of that team, I would think that in the years after that, yeah, you had your Super Bowl, but it was sort of an empty feeling that you didn't get another one with that team.
Right.
I mean, if you're
awful.
Really, really, just, more than a fan, it's just somebody who was studying this and looking at this and saying, oh, my God, how could they not? You know, you lose to the Redskins, and you go, what? They lost to they're eliminated by the Redskins? Really?
Again,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so much of it, and so much at the time was hard to write, hard to get a grip on because of so much going on with that team. And it was, and I know McMahon was always hurt. That was part of it, that you couldn't keep him healthy, couldn't keep him upright, couldn't keep him quarterback on the team. But it just, to me, the feelings of, oh my God, you lost to them, then you lost to them, and then you lost to them, and then it was over.
I have some really good news for you from a news front. You're going to be very pleased with this. I just saw from the Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
The widow of Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz was indicted today on felony charges of misuse of charitable funds and money laundering.
Oops.
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 Stemming from what authorities have said was her husband's theft from a village-controlled fund.
Uh-oh. Well, CNN did a special on him last night.
Still?
CNN, yeah. Uh-huh. On his ass.
Oh, meanwhile, I'm told the new Real Sports has a great thing on Beckman.
It does.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. It's that good?
Yes, it's really good.
Okay, good, yeah.
Oh, Team Doc, I mean, you just want to, you know, throw some at the screen. You listen to these idiots. I mean, it just, and then, you know, you talk to some of the players and, you know, including the parents of a kid who died because he was, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know. Oh.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Hub is early today. Hub will take early. Your calls at 3, not 5. So don't show up at 5 and say, where's Hub? 3 o'clock today on The Score.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Clipper Blake Griffin is now known for three things: endorsing, elevating, and escalating. That's what he said happened when he punched a coworker in the face. He called it, quote, a situation among friends that escalated, and I regret the way I handled myself towards somebody I care about, end of quote. First things first, get in front of a camera and say that instead of tweeting that. Look, I get that he's all about new media, that's fine, but you're also the face of the Clippers, and you just attempted to break a coworker's face, so feel free to show your face. Way to rise up in a big moment, big man. The guy who was supposed to end the Clipper embarrassments just added one of their worst ever. That guy, putting himself and that team in that position is inexcusable. That can't happen. You can't miss time breaking your hand on a coworker's face. That might be the one thing we can all agree on. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Bucher, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I also had the unforgiving pleasure to be a first-year coach in the National Football League for Bud Grant and have to play Mike Ditka's 1985 Bears.
Bud Grant. Didn't work, old Bud. He was out there in his shirt sleeves when it's 7 below. Didn't quite work. Anyway, that's what we've been talking about, the 85 Bears in a reunion last night, and we've been discussing this a lot. And it just, you know, to me, as you get closer to yet the 50th Super Bowl, 50 Super Bowls, it's more than, for me, because you're working on it, it's not, doesn't mean much as opposed to what it means to fans. But as somebody who is just an observer of it, I just find it horrific that at this point, you've only been to one other Super Bowl out of 50. That's the thing. I know they're probably the most colorful NFL team of all time. And that's fine. That's all well and good. It's also a whole generation of people don't know what you're talking about. No idea.
There hasn't been enough success above and beyond that.
Well, no, there has not. I blame you for that.
They never be above that, but no. Certainly beyond.
Well, how about Matt? How about coming close? You could do that, well, you know. There's been really good teams that have won the Super Bowl. And you know where they are as opposed to a lot of NFC teams? And a long way to go. I mean, to me, victory is great. It's unbelievable. I know the feeling. I know the feeling in the city that next day. I think I was sent to do a basketball game the next day or something. I mean, it was sent somewhere else at the Bears thing. It was in North Carolina. I don't know what the hell it was, but it was something. But it shouldn't stop there. It shouldn't have stopped there.
Johnson, Iowa. Tom, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I love the show. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to ask you, being Chicago fans and seeing everything that you've seen in your lifetime, you got to see the Bears win, the Hawks, the Bulls, the White Sox. Now the Cubs are doing what they're doing. They potentially could win a World Series. Do you guys feel fortunate, you know, to live in the generation that you did and see everything that you got to see? Because I'm only 34, and I didn't get to see the Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl. I mean, I was alive, but obviously not old enough to have really cared or known what was going on.
No, that's correct, yes. That'd be a tough get.
Well, I guess I haven't given it a whole lot of thought because you can't really control when you're alive, but I guess so. But you know, but then what if you're a Denver Bronco fan and you've been to 8 Super Bowls or whatever it is? You know, I guess the answer to that's yes.
Yes. I mean, since the score came in business, the Chicago teams have won, ten championships.
However, for me, I would have to include in that, you know, the really lucky time was concurrent with the Bulls championships, with being in college as a student for 4 Final Fours that culminated in a senior year national title. As when you're talking about being something that is that you are of and about and involved in, mm-hmm. and I was both a student and covering the teams and doing television play-by-play and reporting on them, and you know that for when it's talking about all-consuming, when you and especially losing the way that they did to UNLV in embarrassing fashion junior year and all the build-up for that, and then to win it the next year, including vanquishing that same UNLV team. As far as satisfying sports fan times, I personally would have to include that as meaningful or more meaningful than anything else involving Chicago's teams, because you know most college students don't get 1 Final Four, let alone 4.
True enough. I got none at Northern.
Hey, this year's Northern team might get you one. Because they've
don't
got,
take that
because
money.
They've got the glue. They have the guy who averages 3 points a game, but he keeps everybody together.
Don't make that bet. Don't do that.
Scoreboard update.
While you were covering Duke, I was at Indiana hating every bone in your body.
Well, that was your Damon Bailey team, right?
Yep, it was.
Yep. And you should still feel that way, Julie.
We had a TA that had a shirt that said, "What's it like not to go to the Final Four? Don't ask us. 4 years, 4 Final Fours."
We had the same shirt.
We did everything we could to ruin that shirt. We'd walk by him with pens and markers and just...
So it was it was the Duke shirt that said... that was our class.
Yeah,
was,
he went to Duke.
What's his name? Was it class of 91?
I have no idea. It was like a giant class.
Okay, so yeah, the shirt said, "We have no idea what it's like to go to college and not be in the Final Four."
Yeah, pretty much. And so we would like, you know, spill whiteout on it, destroy it any way we could, constantly. It's 2:32 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks fell to Carolina 5-0 last night on the road. Coach Joe Quenneville, though, ready to move on from the loss.
Well, there wasn't anything positive tonight, so we'll get 5 days of rest, come back, re-energize, practice Monday, go to Colorado, let's go.
Hawks now welcome the All-Star break after losing 3 of their last 4, but the schedule in February will provide a little relief for the team. They only have 11 games the whole month, no back-to-back games. Hawks play again on Tuesday against the Avalanche. This morning, they sent Mark McNeil back to Rockford. He'll get some playing time during the All-Star break. Bulls will get their second-to-last look at Kobe Bryant when they take on the Lakers tomorrow night. Still don't know if Derrick Rose will play in that one or not. He was limited in practice as of yesterday. Mike Dunleavy, though, could be close to coming back. He took contact yesterday for the first time since being shut down to recover from back surgery.
Oh, here we go. Bulls are going. Then you're cooking with gas.
He's the glue. He's the glue.
He is?
Uh-huh. He's the glue.
Like as far as horses go, maybe.
No, he's the glue. He holds everything together with his sharp wit.
I hope he's not listening. He's hoping for a February return.
Hey, man, he's rich. He didn't care about what idiots were joking about him. That guy, 35, signed a 3-year guaranteed deal.
Yeah, he's a damn. You don't care what two fools just be talking.
Also well-dressed. Forward Nikola Mirotic has been selected to play in the Rising Stars Challenge at the All-Star Game for the second
That's
straight
too many,
year.
By the way, Julie. How many times you got to be in that?
First I read it as Pau Gasol for some reason, and I was like, the Rising Stars Challenge? What? But it wasn't. It's Nico. Cubs have released their spring training broadcast schedule. The first game broadcast of the year will be when the Cubs take on the Brewers March 3rd on Cubs.com. The first broadcast on 670. The score will be March 5th as the Cubs take on the Reds. White Sox first broadcast will also be a webcast on March 3rd against the Dodgers. Hey, Illinois, you have to get covered. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit GetCoveredIllinois.gov for more details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, no, and thank you, Julie. In reaction to the call, I don't know if you feel fortunate what you feel. I mean, I as a kid, I never thought about it. They weren't winning anything. I wasn't Mr. Chicago fan. I'm going, when are they going to win something, Dad? I mean, that was never really a part of it. Not mentioned, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no doubt that the success of the Bulls, I'm not sure what extent, though. Because we covered, there's six championships in the decade this radio station started. And we'd be sitting there, along with and be sitting there in Phoenix or whatever at 5:45 or 5:30 or whatever, and there wouldn't be a single caller. And the game is an hour and 20 minutes away. Nothing. So you just, I didn't know if anybody wasn't listening, which is still possible. Very possible nobody's listening now. But we could never figure out if, and we had to figure, well, it helped us. The Bulls created a lot of interest, not just here, but nationally and internationally and everything with what they did. But we just could never tangibly get the feeling of it. It wasn't like, oh my God, they're all listening.
Well,
all the
that's
Bulls fans
McNeil
in the
hates
city.
Basketball.
They just, they just weren't.
Part of the problem is, part of the issue was McNeil was, it was openly dismissive of the sport.
That's true.
He never liked it. Call in and do reports.
Yeah, but
he'd hang up on me because he didn't want to hear about it.
I took care of it.
Right. But he's like, I don't want to talk about that. And I said, well, I'm at the game. And it's
not the game.
It's my job to call in and talk about it.
Going those things,
I don't want to hear about pick and roll defense. I called Fishman back and like, why did he hang up in the middle of the Bulls report? And he says, he really doesn't like basketball.
No, he doesn't. No.
So, okay, fine.
Breaking news.
I'll go to work. That's what I'm saying.
We got more breaking news.
I kind of thought I was supposed to call in.
No, don't call him.
No, he didn't want to talk about it. Well, then why is there a Bulls report? Joe and Warrenville, you're on The Score.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking about the being at the right place at the right time that you were just talking about at Duke. I was at the University of Idaho. I walked down and played football, and no one's ever really heard of anybody from the University of Idaho, but during the stretch that I was there, Mark Schlereth was there, Scott Linehan, Dennis Erickson, John L. Smith, and I was actually friends with Dan O'Brien, the gold medalist, and I find out later that those years were the Sarah Palin years at University of Idaho, too.
Oof. Okay, I didn't know we were doing that show, but okay. I don't know the golden age of Idaho Vandals sports.
I don't think a Friday Fung, I was lucky to be there.
If Sarah Palin's there, you're not lucky to be there.
No, you're not, no. No, not really.
Could anybody understand a word she was saying then? Or do people give her the same blank stare, like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's a great question. I don't know. I had never heard of, obscure is the only word I could think. I had no idea who she was. And now she endorses a guy that trashed the guy that gave her the a chance to run for vice president.
Correct.
Trashed him. He said, hey, he's no hero. Got caught.
I like
great, that's great American thinking right there, by the way. He's no hero.
He
got caught.
I laughed out loud.
If it would be me, I'd try not to get caught. Yeah, what?
Well, when he said,
what are you talking about?
I prefer my war heroes to not be captured.
Yeah.
That's
what he said.
That's hysterical. that's something I would think to say, and then say, I probably shouldn't have said that. But that's, I mean, I laughed out loud.
Yeah, it's
well, I'm a war hero. I'm for my war heroes to not have been captured and tortured.
I really believe the Iran deal. Look, I'm a negotiator like you folks. We're negotiators.
That's right. That's
speaking
correct.
Of the room full of Jews.
You know what? I've got that same speech ready for my talk.
Right. Yeah, listen,
I got
Jimmy.
That same all, kind of thing.
We're
that
all negotiators here. Come on. I know you people. I know you're ruthless and shifty when it comes to business. I'm like you. Let's face it. We can talk here, can't we?
Stupid mic keeps popping.
Turn my mic on. The Boars and Bernstein Show.
Snowblowing. What the hell that means?
Hub at the top of the score.
Ron Rivera, one-time Chicago Bear and score guy, now Super Bowl-bound head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Here's Ron from 2006 on the score.
You know, I really do believe it's my time. It's my opportunity to say, willing to take a chance on a younger coach, willing to take a chance on a guy that runs a 4-3 defense. You know, all those types of things come into play.
Listen to the Super Bowl live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's exclusive home of Super Bowl.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
The 49ers were an aging team that had been dispatched. Then you look at how the Niners drafted, the Bears drafted from 85 on. It gives you another reason why the Niners owned the decade. Front office failure. Then the egos and lack of focus. You never saw Bill Walsh or Joe Gibbs making commercials all over and self-promoting like Ditka. The celebrity for which they're revered is another strong reason why they never won a Super Bowl again. My memory is of a team that failed as much as it succeeded. That's fair.
Yep, very fair.
I think there's no question that's true. The other thing that was joyful for Bears fans was Ditka would troll guys during games.
Yes, he would.
You remember the whole fridge thing was a response to Walsh using a lineman in the backfield when they had beaten them previously.
That's what he did.
So he's like, here, you take this. You know, and then, I mean, in the Super Bowl, they had Perry rolling out to throw a pass. Remember?
Yes, they did.
I mean, it was their own sort of little personal playground, and everything. I guess while it did usher in many ways the modern era of the crazy soap opera NFL, it didn't. It wasn't as heavy. It didn't have the same protect all the secrets at all costs, and we know things you don't, and we're so serious about all of this because we're doing something that's just so damn important. They didn't. It was all of. All of the fun without any of that extra stuff that the NFL's burdened with now.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I just find it, you know, and that's, to me, just looking at somebody, again, not crazy fan, that never happened. But to me, as much as you had your joy, and yes, you won one. Thank God, this was what history suggests now for the last 30 years. But there should have been so much more to that team. There should have been. And there just wasn't. And the Niners did come back and beat them, including what was like 20 below or whatever in the Giants. Because I went to Cincinnati to do the AFC Championship game. And you were waiting for, we figured it would be the Bears' opponent, right?
No, because remember bear weather?
No.
Remember the whole idea of bear weather?
Mm-hmm. 28-3.
Yeah, there's Jerry Rice. And
Joe Montana's Jerry frozen. Rice. He can't throw when it's this cold. They're finished. Those soft bastards, they can't take this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think they did okay.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I was cold, and I was miserable, and then I wanted to go home. I'm glad I went to this game. How quickly can we be leaving? What a good idea!
That was in the, you know, no, you wouldn't have to play this game. Just send them on. Don't worry about this. And they can't come here.
3 points. 3 points.
Yeah, it wasn't enough, if I remember correctly.
No. Not well, if they scored none, yes. But unfortunately, they had 28 against. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I think from my perspective and others who I work with and wrote about the Bears, that was the perspective. But what the hell? Are you kidding me? And it was also the same thing you just hit on with Ditka being the king of everything and doing everything that's coming his direction and all the other stuff that goes with it. And I don't think to this, has Bill Belichick ever done anything for anybody? While the Patriots have been riding high for a long damn time now?
Yeah, you don't see like Bill Belichick barbecue sauce, right?
Or wine. You just don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Not that it should matter.
Or wearing the suit of armor for the protector.
We're on to Flavortown.
We're just on to the next chicken leg quarter. We're going to put the sauce on it. Next question. Has he ever done anything?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like, come on now. Come on now.
Bill Belichick's restaurant. Come down to Belichick's. We have food. We will serve it to you. You will then give us money for the food. That is all.
And I'm moving on.
Right. And we're moving on to the next meal. You'll complete the meal. We will collect our money. Someone else will sit at the table.
What food do you have?
What do you have? We'll provide that information when the time comes. We don't have to offer any menu yet of any food that we have available at Belichick's.
He hasn't said an interesting thing in a decade.
No, which is too bad because everybody says he's really smart.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
When I spoke with him, he was in a Super Bowl. He was an assistant. And I spoke with him, and I came away thinking that's one of the weirdest people I've ever talked to. He's less weird now. Because when he was coaching Cleveland, he was bizarre. And he would say things like he'd answer a question you didn't ask. And he'd kind of walk away, and I had to go back and I had to listen to the sound. And I said, I didn't really ask that question. I don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he say that? And I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, I had the same experience with him. I mean, I never had anything close to satisfaction, because I was at the when they lost the game in Denver, Cleveland, and yeah, you know, but that's okay. I guess you get used to one thing, got the other, and Lord knows that, you know, a lot of people say, well, look, he's had Tom Brady all these years. Of course he is. Well, you know, let me tell you something. A lot of teams have had great quarterbacks that haven't done that.
Yeah, but you don't pull out your delivery menu for whatever the equivalent in Boston is would be of Italian beef, and there's a picture of a scowling Belichick on there. This is the best sandwich in Boston, so buy it because I am endorsing it. I mean, Ditka, like the Al's Italian beef menu is just basically this giant picture of Ditka. That's all it is. I mean, just there he is. Just picture of Ditka, and there.
You know what? Nobody could ever prove it made any difference, and I don't know if it made any difference and everything else about it. It's part of all of what we're talking about. That whole thing about that aspect of it too. I don't know that they did. Bill Parcells sell barbecue sauce?
I don't know.
Pretty successful in some Super Bowl. Did he do it? I know Tom Landry wasn't doing it when he was at all the Super Bowls because they've been in, he was in a lot of them.
Didn't Landry have some side businesses, though?
I think he did. I don't think he was doing spots, though. We're sitting around. I don't think.
I think American Express used him in one of them. The one they did sort of a take on Cowboys and Indians with Washington. Remember, they come through the swinging doors of the saloon.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I think that was one of the American Express has the "Don't Leave Home Without It" when they were using sports mm-hmm. figures.
Yeah, it had to be, but none of them had the Ditka personality. I'll say that none of them necessarily had it because, you know, Tom Landry's stoic and didn't say anything, didn't say much on the sideline. You know, Belichick doesn't say much. So it's like there's a certain type, character of a guy that there's where Ditka where Ditko's throwing gum at people and, you know, whatever. He right, didn't
you,
care.
Right. You could imagine Rex Ryan being one of those guys who did, would put his name on anything. Buy Rex Ryan's horseradish mustard. You know?
Oh, yeah. They win that. He'll sell everything.
Right.
I don't know what you can, how much you can sell in Buffalo, but he'll sell it. There's no doubt. He's the same kind of guy. He's exactly the same kind of guy. But there just aren't that. The other guys that I say, well, yeah, if they won, they'd go. They'd have everything they wanted. But Ditka was unique. Ditka was unique.
No, for a coach who told his players not to take endorsements, remember?
Yes, he did.
Like, he advised his players, it'll be a distraction, gang. You don't want to do that. And then he would just have his agent call it. He'd get, it's like the old Woody Allen joke about when the guy calls him and he says, would you endorse this brand of vodka? And he says, no, I don't drink vodka. And if I did, I wouldn't endorse your brand. And he said, it pays $100,000. I said, hold on, I'll put Mr. Allen on the phone. And I don't know what to do, and I'm racked with guilt because I can't tell them to drink something I don't drink. So I call my rabbi, and he says, you can't do it because if you don't believe in it, it's unethical. So I tell him no. And then the next week I pick up the magazine, and there on the back, lying at the pool, sipping a cool vodka, is my rabbi. He took the $100,000 from him. Ditka did that. Ditka's like, no, we're not going to do any of this. And then next thing, the players talk about it. They would turn.
Oh, yeah, I told them, yeah, you got to stop it.
They turn on the TV, and there was Ditka pitching the product. He told them not to pitch.
Yep.
Thanks, coach. Appreciate that. Good looking out. All right, Hub is next. Let's load up the phone, shall we? 312-644-6767. You know that number. I know it feels like it's 5 o'clock. It's not.
It's not.
I know it's, you know, you're creeped out because you're not associating this with 3 o'clock. Deal with it. You'll handle it. It'll be fine. Your calls on the Bears and the NFL for Hub next on The Score.
Spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Matt and Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here.
It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs.
Excuse me, ma'am. Step out of a Nissan Altima now.
What's wrong, officer?
You posted on your social media page that you just stole this new Nissan Altima from Woodfield Nissan. Now get out of the car.
Oh, I get it. I didn't actually steal it. I just got the deal of a lifetime, and it was like stealing it. And I don't have to pay any interest for 72 months. Plus, I got $5,000 off MSRP.
Oh, so the price was so low, it's like you stole it.
Right. I was just letting all my friends know that at Woodfield Nissan, you can get $5,000 to $12,000 off MSRP, plus 0% financing for 72 months on brand new Nissans.
Don't miss the biggest highs going on now with Woodfield Nissan, the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. Woodfield Nissan is your credit connection. Woodfield Nissan will accept your credit application regardless of your situation. Save like never before at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com or call 847-310-1900. 0% on select models, qualified buyers, $13.89 per month for 1,000 bar. Number one volume Nissan dealer, recited by Nissan North America Sales in 2015.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com.